This episode of Show Me Mo Success is brought to you by Recovery Friendly Workplace, a program under MU Extension's Business and Communities. Welcome to Show Me Mo Success, where we explore how people turn their passion into action to make a difference, and how MU Extension's Business and Communities program gave them a little assist along the way. I'm Luke Dieterle, Extension Specialist for Business and Communities, and today's guests are Columbia residents Mike Reynolds and Abby Courtney, and we will be discussing their efforts to make the MERS Goodwill Excel Center the first educational institution in the state of Missouri to achieve the Recovery Friendly Workplace designation. We will also talk to Ann McCauley, Rural Opioid Technical Assistance Project Director with MU Extension, and hear how she assisted them on their journey. All right. Well, hey, welcome, Ann, Abby, and Michael, to Show Me Mo Success. We've got a really great episode today, another one featuring the Recovery Friendly Workplace Program, and I can't get enough of these stories. So I'm really excited to welcome you all. And this is the first episode we're doing about an educational facility receiving the Recovery Friendly Workplace designation. So Abby and Michael, could you start us off by just explaining a little bit about what the Excel Center is? Then we can get into kind of how Recovery Friendly Workplace has factored into what work you do.
Yeah, let me give you an overview, and I'll try to be brief here in regards to the Excel Center concept. We are partnered with MERS Goodwill out of St. Louis. We currently have 6 Excel Center adult high schools in the state of Missouri. We started almost 5 years ago. We were the 4th initial school to get going. We were very fortunate. We were able to go and sit in on classes that were already up and running in St. Louis, Springfield, and Poplar Bluff. Ecstatic with the idea that now we have 6 schools, and the goal within the next year is to have 8 in the state of Missouri. And people don't realize this, but there are 460,000 plus adults in the state of Missouri that do not have a high school diploma. So we're just scratching the surface. I'm also thrilled with the idea that we have produced 160 graduates, and 90% plus of those graduates have gone on to join the workforce, which is our ultimate goal. Thrilled with the concept of jumping in as a recovery-friendly workplace. And since Abby was kind of the juggernaut with working with Ann on that, I'll let her jump in on that part. Thank you.
Okay, well, I am the resident cheerleader, dancer, whatever around here that you need. And I can't tell you enough about what an amazing place it is. Statistics don't tell it, as well as just being here, walking in the building and feeling the vibe and feeling the love. I asked Ann, how did I find out about you guys? But I must have gotten an email or came through on Facebook. I don't know. But whatever it is, we think it's going to help our students, we immediately reach out, whatever it is, whether it's volunteering at the food pantry or Thanksgiving dinner or whatever, we do it. So I immediately reached out to Ann, and then and I wrote down the date on August 24th. She called me right back, and we started the process. And Mike was right on board, and he reached out to the superintendent, and he was super on board. We're hoping this will go statewide for us or company-wide for us eventually. We have about 75% women here and about 75% minority. I don't know a number of people in recovery, but I'm guessing it's somewhere about 30 or 40%. So we knew that this was like perfect, because we could have like words on the door that say, hey, we welcome you, instead of not having words on the door. We still did everything possible to make it work for everyone. But now we have like a sign, which we really think is cool.
Yeah, so it's that public affirmation that you're there to support these folks with whatever challenges that they're bringing to that environment, right? So I guess before Recovery Friendly, was there any intentionality, I guess, behind that message? Or was that Recovery Friendly like really kind of helped affirm that for you?
I mean, we intentionally make everybody feel welcome and cared for and seen. I mean, that is a that is a model that everybody uses. If you ask anybody, oh, what do you think about the Excel Center? They'll say, oh, I love them so much. That's, you know, I love the teachers. I love the life coaches. I love Director Mike. I mean, it's all about Director Mike. And, you know, so that was intentional, but it's natural. It's not, we didn't have to do anything intentionally because our students are so amazing and they're so diverse and, you know, their backgrounds are, you can only imagine the different backgrounds and, you know, the reasons why they dropped out of school in the first place. And so it was intentional, but not intentional.
And if I can just add, one of the things I saw that was really telling to me was the first time I visited the Excel Center and I took a tour, and then I came back and during the designation ceremony, and the difference was amazing. I saw our language up on the walls. I saw things like Language Matters and some things, information that was on our website that's very important, things about stigma, signs they put up about, well, this is a recovery-friendly workplace, welcome to anyone. I really saw a change in the atmosphere and the look. And that was really telling to me.
So, Abby, I want to focus on a few things you just brought up, too. You mentioned life coaching mm-hmm. and some of these other supportive services. So what are some of those other things that the Excel Center offers to help students achieve their goal?
From the very first contact, which is with a life coach. Okay, so they sign up online. They get a call immediately from, I call them the girls, but we have two life coaches, Mary Beth Couch and Sheila Ferguson, and they are incredible human beings. They stick with our students from day one until forever, I'm guessing, because they develop such a really cool relationship with them. If somebody's absent, they reach out that day. I mean, everybody makes a concerted effort to make everybody feel like they belong here, regardless of their situation. So that life coaching is really cool. And then, my job is really cool. And that is we work on, you know, getting you certified, getting you jobs, getting you better jobs, doing a resume and doing everything we can to keep people on their feet. The Goodwill motto is a hand up, not a hand out. And that's what we want. And when a student says, I got off public assistance because of this and my certification, you know, we're like, score one for that one.
And what was it like working with an educational facility? Because I know you've been working with employers, you know, with this program for a while, but this is your first educational facility. So can you talk a little bit about that?
It was quite different. There was a different focus. And the staff and the teachers, the faculty, the leadership at the Excel Center were more in tune with the students. So when we were designating businesses throughout Missouri, they were mostly interested in helping their employees, affecting their bottom line, being able to meet their workforce shortage. We didn't see that as the primary focus with the Excel Center. And we realized that there's a different shift when you're working with a school. And the Excel Center really wanted information because so many of their students have substance use disorders and have opioid use disorders. And they were looking for training and technical assistance and support to help the students. Everything that we offer would apply to the students as well as it applies to an employee. But the focus was just a little bit different.
Right. And you bring up a great point. You know, this is on a personal level, a great community intervention, supporting our neighbors with these services. But it speaks to a broader economic issue, too, which is that, you know, folks in recovery are not in the workforce. And so in helping people get that education, you know, in the long run, we are working on those workforce issues as well. So I think I heard that, so Columbia was the first campus, and it sounds like there may be some talks in the works to get the other five Excel centers recovery friendly as well. What is the status of those efforts?
Okay. Mike has talked to Eric Nost, our superintendent, and he's really interested. He's kind of been following this process, and you know, that's where we are right now. I'm not sure what's happening behind the scenes there, but I suspect, I mean, it was not a difficult process, and of course, Anne's really cute to work with, and so I suspect they'll be following along very, very soon because their clientele is much like ours.
Right, and I'm glad you mentioned that. That's where I was going to be going next was, I guess, pushback or opposition. It sounds like you started this process in August. We're a couple months later, and it's already here. So it sounds like this was all pretty seamless. Were there any challenges in making this happen?
I didn't necessarily think so from the school perspective, Luke. This is a win-win opportunity. Gives us a chance to react to situations that our students are dealing with. Almost all of our students have some type of a barrier to overcome. So the fact that we as a staff wanted to get this training, we thought it was another opportunity for us to become more knowledgeable about some of those obstacles that our students are having to deal with when they leave the classroom setting. I think it helps us to be better educators, but it also gives us an opportunity to let those students know that we're much more than just a classroom teacher or a director or a CCR or a life coach. We're there for them more or less 24/7. So I think it was a wonderful opportunity for us. I really didn't see any hoops that we had to jump through that wasn't going to benefit us currently and then in the future. And I do think that the other five Excel Center adult high schools will probably follow through with the same process in the near future. Abby mentioned our superintendent is excited about the idea. Our CEO is excited. MERS Goodwill out of St. Louis is probably the third or fourth largest nonprofit in the central United States. So you're talking about 4,000 to 5,000 total employees. The Excel Centers, that's just one little piece of the pie. And I'm pretty optimistic that the entire group is probably going to want to move forward and probably in the near future.
So I guess the ball's in your court, Ann. You got a lot of work to do.
We're very eager to move forward. And the model is now in place for schools, thanks to the Columbia Excel Center serving as a pilot for us. We can replicate that fairly well. And one of the benefits we're seeing is as their students graduate, the students are now aware that they are in a recovery-friendly school. And as they graduate, they go out to businesses and then in turn spread the word to the businesses. So if there are businesses out there that aren't aware of what we're doing and a student from the school ends up hired there, that helps us to get on board with that business. So it's kind of having a rippling effect for us.
Right. They can spread the good word and hope for the fire catches on.
Yes.
So this is a good point in the conversation to ask you, Anne. So it sounds like the Excel Center reached out to you. Is that typically how businesses or other institutions get involved with this program? Or can you walk us through what are those first couple steps to become recovery friendly?
Absolutely. I've been doing presentations all over the state, and I've been presenting at conferences. I present to coalitions, to social service agencies. So typically that's how it happens. I'll be presenting to a group, and then there'll be several businesses in the group or organizations that will come forward during the presentation and indicate an interest. The other way that we have had people reach out to us is through the website. So we have a very good active website, and people see the website and then they contact us for more information through the website. We also have sent flyers and brochures to businesses all over the state. So it's a mixture of us reaching out to them and them reaching out to us. In the case of the Excel Center, Abby reached out to me.
Yeah, so Abby and Michael, now that you are recovery friendly, has the atmosphere changed, or what have you noticed that's changed since you got this designation?
I don't necessarily know if I've noticed any large changes, Luke, but I have had several students who have noticed the signage and were there for the proclamation when Ann was there with us. And several of our students, both current and alumni, really appreciated having that designation and having it up on the walls. It was something that they were very proud of, to be a part of. And I know we had one of our alumni gave a testimonial when Ann was there and we were receiving our proclamation. But I would say right now we have 30 to 40% of our students that are enrolled that are in recovery or have been through that process. So I think just knowing that this school is recognizing that and here for them, I think is beneficial. So it's just nice to hear so many of the folks just come up unsolicited and say thank you for putting that up on the walls.
I had a few students come up to me during the proclamation and speak to me one-on-one, and they had indicated that they had issues with recovery, that they were suffering from opioid use disorder or substance use disorder. And they said that they felt like it was a more inclusive environment to see the language up, to see the attitudes change. And they felt like they were in a safer space to reveal those vulnerabilities and to just display their humanness. And there were a couple of students that spoke to me about that. It was quite moving for me, actually.
Well, I can tell you that I think that Mike mentioned that we have free childcare here, that we do everything we can to remove the barriers for our students. But free childcare is huge, day and evening. Goodwill also, if the student has shown up and done what they're supposed to do, you know, they will fit the bill for certification programs, for, you know, if you want to get your phlebotomy or if you want to get your even safe food, safe serve or whatever. And, you know, they will do that for our students. I have many checks that roll out of Goodwill into different places in town to pay for it. Anything to get the students keeping their momentum moving forward, you know, help them really get their life where they want it to be.
And if I can just add, the Excel Center broke the ice for the Recovery Friendly Workplace Initiative and for University Extension in reaching out to other schools, because a lot of schools have been interested in what we do but been hesitant because there's so much stigma attached to substance use. And there have been some thoughts that if we are a recovery friendly school, does that mean students can come to school high? And no, that's not what it means. But there is that thought and that fear. And are we sending that message? So having the Excel Center go through it and be a model for us in the state is helping us break the ice with schools that are worried about the stigma issue and what that means.
That was Mike Reynolds and Abby Courtney sharing their journey to achieving the first ever recovery-friendly workplace designation for an educational institution in Missouri. Thanks for listening. Make sure to follow us on your podcast app so you don't miss any of our upcoming shows. I'm Luke Dieterle. This episode was produced by Afshan Ushani with research help from John Klo. Executive producers are Sarah Riley and Mike Quinata. Senior Program Director for MU Extension's Business and Communities is Dr. Rob Russell. This is Show Me Mo Success.